everyone, and welcome to the Dissecting Liberty podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Cotton.
Hello.
And today we have on Jared, formerly of Biting the Bullet, Mongoose0861 on Twitter.
What's up?
Blap, blap.
Blap, blap, motherfuckers.
Just going to hang out, and we got some topics in mind, but we'll see how it goes.
Topics are for Europeans and liberals.
We just screech.
Yeah.
For Americans, we don't think we do.
I just hit it with a hammer usually, and it works.
So how's it going, guys? How y'all been? I'm worried about y'all.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm worried. Liberty Zero has been thirst posting on the timeline a whole bunch recently.
Is that what I've been doing?
And it's getting a little worrisome.
Yeah. That's exactly it. You know, that when you're in your second week or third week of marriage, that's a good idea. Just go ahead and start in on the thirst posting.
I thought you were going to say when you're on your third or second marriage.
It's sipping ain't easy. It's hard out here.
So what's up with you, Jared?
Not shit.
How's plumbing?
It's fun, man. You know, it's playing and poop, paying bills, fucking living life. I've slowly, as I moved out to Kentucky, well, not slowly, I kind of dove face forward into it. Like, everything's meaningless. I just want to put pipe together and grow some peppers and be left the fuck alone. Occasionally, like, shit post on Twitter, argue with sub 100 fucking accounts on Twitter. And that's pretty much it, man. I'm just doing stuff. I get drunk on my front porch a lot and just like judge all my neighbors. I'm going right into it, man. I got a handlebar mustache now. I'm working on my beer gut. I'm just fucking
nice. Hell yeah.
I'm trying to live that Kentucky plumber life, you know, just in all of its glory. I'm gonna start making bathtub moonshine eventually. Like, I didn't know
that was a stereotype.
Oh, you know what? Dude, I'm gonna make it a fucking stereotype.
It absolutely is a stereotype.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What Kentucky drinkers? I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I'm gonna be a Kentucky.
It's bourbon in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then whiskey is from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Ireland. Same difference, though.
Yeah.
Tennessee rocks.
See. I like it. I like it out here because I can put on like 30 pounds and still be skinnier than most other people. I have all my I have all my teeth, so that just like immediately sets me above like the majority of the population.
Man, I'm in Louisiana. I really relate to that.
I know,
it's the exact same here.
Fucking instead of trying to raise the standards of my life, I just moved to a place where I'm already golden. Like,
you've got that one figured out.
Yeah, dude.
Why work on self-improvement when you could just...
I could just move to where people are worse than me.
It's there you go.
Just don't move to Ohio.
Dude, I live like just south of Ohio. Like, Ohio's like, I live right on the border, basically. It's fucking... Mm-hmm. I actually work up there a lot. It's just... Ohio's...
So, is Ohio worse than Kentucky?
Dude. It's just... I don't know. It's just Ohio, man. It's a place where I don't think people really give a fuck that they live there. It's just, mm-hmm. It's just everything's Ohio.
Yeah. On our Discord, we have a inside joke about Ohio because, Rusty Shackelford has like this, I don't know what you call it. He has this
obsession
with Ohio and Dayton in particular. And
Dayton fetish.
Yeah. And we mess with him about it, and it's pretty retarded.
I don't know. I like Kentucky. I want to move. I want to save up some money. I'm trying to find, because my work, I can kind of like live in the middle of nowhere because I just go straight from my house to just job calls and shit. So I'm trying to save up money for the next couple years if everything just doesn't like collapse and implode in on itself, so I can get some like little bit of land with like nobody around me. Be nice. It's the dream.
Oh yeah. No, I was just saying that the collapse is a distinct possibility at this point.
Dude. And you know what? I just don't fucking care anymore about it. Like, it's just like, Like, I'm barely paying attention to politics. I'm like barely paying attention to like anything. I just walk around with my Don't Tread on Me hat and my mask on because I'm just going to be completely like just walking piece of shit. Just whatever. Just fuck it. Just leave me alone. I'm just tired, man. You ever just get tired? You're just like, yes. I'm just done. Like, I just don't care anymore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling there right now, dude.
Like, don't make me run around and get shot at again. I don't want to do that shit. It's tiring.
Among other things, yeah.
It's a lot. It's just, I'm done with it, man. I want to put pipe together and fucking grow peppers. I'm making hot sauce this year. I'm excited.
Hell yeah. I was in Auburn, Alabama recently. And I met some college students there that make hot sauce.
Mm.
And they do not have the proper licensure. So they technically sell it illegally.
Ooh, and, bad boys.
I know. I talked to them about coming on the podcast, but until now I completely forgot about messaging them.
You need a license to make fucking hot sauce?
No, to sell it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You need like a, I don't know, FDA some bullshit.
Hey, man, this is all that freedom we fought for.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking feel so free.
Oh, man, I think I'm going to smoke a cigar today.
There you go.
Yeah, so my wife and I went to a restaurant this afternoon for lunch, right? And, like, we walked in the door, and, like, everyone's sitting down without a mask. But they make us wear a mask, mm-hmm. like just to walk to the table.
Yeah,
the dumbest crap.
The virus doesn't spread when you're sitting down, dude. Got to trust the science.
That's right.
It just stops, man. Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of puked a little bit in my mask last night because I was so fucking shit faced. And like, so I had to go get a new one today because I was just like, oh, that smells grody. Yeah, I was blackout fucking hammered last night. We threw my roommate Mongoose6 on Twitter. We when we left, there wasn't enough room in the car, so we just put him in the trunk. And then just talk shit to him because he's like the biggest. And he's like, you're gonna take up too much room. We just opened the trunk and that motherfucker just climbed right in. And I was like, watch your feetsies and toesies. And he's like, okay. And I just shut the fucking trunk on him.
Mongoose energy, dude.
Dude, I really, like, honestly, the mask kind of saved me getting kicked out of a bar because I'm like sitting there and I'm like trying to get a water because I'm like, I could feel like my body mm-hmm. decaying from the poison that I had put into it. And I felt it come up. I'm like, come on, dude, you hurry up with this fucking water, man. I need to like, either like recirculate the system. And that shit came right up. I'm like, but the mask was there, so he didn't notice. And I just grabbed my water and another shot at Jameson and walked away like, hey, fuck, it works for me, bud.
Nice.
Man, like a year ago, that would have gotten me in some trouble, but like, I'm out here, you know, protecting grandma and me getting thrown out of bars.
Not completely worthless.
Dude, honestly, it's going to get to the point where I'm just going to put my fucking gas mask on when I go out. It's going to get to a point where I want to make people nervous. Gonna walk around like Kit in a gas mask.
I was gonna do that and I forgot about that.
It'd be beautiful.
I was totally gonna wear my Soviet era gas mask.
Oh my
god. Now if Fauci makes goggles mandatory, 100%.
Oh, if goggles totally. If goggles become mandatory, I'm wearing a fucking gas mask. Just to be an asshole. Yeah. I'll get it with like the canteen fucking like nozzle on it too. So I can sit there and I'll get a couple of my old canteens and I'll fucking like plug that bitch in. I'll sit there and drink them water as I walk down the street. I actually have like it's army issue, but it's like the civilian handout shit. I actually have like Seaburn gear. I'm just going to fucking mop up, dude. I'm just going to put the whole Seaburn kit on and just fucking go to like the park.
like someone needs to get like one of those old school divers helmets, you know?
Bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like all 60 pounds of it, stick it on their shoulders.
Well, I was at a pawn shop the other day, like a couple weeks ago, and I saw a $20, like really nice welder's helmet. And I was so close to buying it. That would be great. Wear that, have a mask on under it. And then you have that down and people are like, hey, that's not the same thing as a mask. You got to take that off. And then you lift it up and you're wearing a mask under it. And you're like, all right, try me, bitch. You know, I think that'd be awesome.
My buddy drew a bunch of dicks all over his mask. He wears that out. It's a Marine vet thing, man. You draw penises on stuff. So he's drew it all over the mask. And what he wanted to happen, where some lady was like, can you take that off? And he's like, you want me to kill grandma? You want me to take it off for grandma? And she was like, it's inappropriate. He's like, you take your mask off. She's like, I don't have penises on it. He's like, well, you want me to save grandma or kill grandma? Like, I don't know what you want.
Well, see, one thing I want to try to do is not wear the mask. And if people are like, hey, you got to wear a mask, you say, oh, I've already had it. I got the antibodies. You know, see, don't worry about me, you know.
Yeah, I already got took care of that years ago, yeah. Dude, honestly, man, I've treated my body like a fucking amusement park. There's been so many chemicals and fucking poisons that have gone through my system. I've been injected with so many goddamn things. I just don't care. I'm just like, whatever, man. If I get killed by some virus, it's just life. Who cares? I don't give a shit anymore.
You're sounding like Liberty Zero right now. He says stuff like that all the time.
Dude, it's fucking, I told you, man. I told you at the beginning. I'm just fucking tired, dude. It's like these motherfuckers, dude, I get to the point where I'm just looking at these politicians and shit. It's like, these people are just fucking with us. It literally feels like they're just like, how far can we go with this? Like, how far? Mm-hmm. And I bet, after the election, I bet, nobody gives a fuck anymore. Like, I'm butting my left nut on it. Like, fucking absolutely. Joe Biden becomes president or something. All of a sudden, it's like, what virus?
They're like, all right, the imagine? Curve's been flattened.
And you know what, dude? Honestly, people are so fucking stupid. I truly believe that fucking literally the day after election, the news could be like, oh, we don't really have many reports of coronavirus anymore. The lockdown should be going away soon. Fucking blah, blah, blah. And nobody would bat an eyelash. They'd be like, oh, this isn't coincidental and all this. Yeah, it's science.
Seems legit.
Dude, I fucking swear to Christ. You can do it.
So I just came up with an idea for Joe Biden for a slogan. You can say, elect Joe Biden to flatten the curves Joe Biden's brain or something like that. Because, you know, he doesn't have the folds because he's becoming retarded.
Dude, smooth brain.
There's something there.
Honestly, I want Joe Biden to be president. I hope it happens. I really do want that. I want that motherfucker to have the nukes. Like, I'm so about that right now. Like, dude, it's worse. I said that a fucking party, and some dude who very well knew kind of where my political views were from. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, what do you think's gonna happen? Like, kind of looking at me quizzically, you don't really want Joe Biden, so why would you, what do you think's gonna happen? I was like, I don't fucking care. That's the point. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's just gonna, that motherfucker trying to get through a State of the Union is money. I would actually watch the State of the Union if it was Joe Biden. I'm fucking so, my body is ready for it.
No, I feel that. That's the kind of self-hating energy that we need right now.
It's like, who gives a shit? I really do love the big old libertarians running around Joe Jorgensen can save us. I'm like, yeah, man, we just need to vote. We just need to vote super duper fucking hard. Because right now in today's political climate, a third party is just going to fucking change everything. It doesn't matter. It's just, we're fucked. It's everything's fucked. Yeah. You're at the end of the Roman Empire. Shut the fuck up and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how funny it was to just, if you just objectively looked at the, you're sitting around the end of Rome, just looking around yo, this shit's getting weird.
The emperor just appointed his horse as a senator, you know?
Yeah, dude, it's like shit just gets weird. It's like, dude, this is awesome. This is fucking, and there's so many people that are just moving on with their lives. Like, there's nothing wrong here. Watch this shit. It's like you have people that haven't been able to go to the funerals of loved ones, get married, see the birth of their children, and then some fucking dickweed. I don't even remember his name. That's how much he means to me. Some dickweed and fucking, what is it, Congress or Senate, that senator that just died? Mm-hmm. Like some dickweed John fucking, Lewis. Yeah, John Lewis, whatever the fuck, who gives a shit? He fucking dies, and then nobody bats an eyelash of all of our fucking glorious kings and lords and leaders, fucking hundreds of them attend this funeral and nobody gives a shit. Nobody fucking says anything. They're just like, oh, okay. It's like, yeah.
Wait, that just happened?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you fucking, oh. yeah, you fucking peasant. You just sit there and watch your lord fucking do whatever they want. Like, who gives a God damn it. Like, I love it though. It's beautiful to me. Just like, it's like, but people are like surprised by it too. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe they would do this. It's like, do you pay attention? Like, really? Like, these motherfuckers will like kill your family on national television, not bat an eyelash. Like, they don't care about you. They don't care what you think. Like, they will always be in power. Vote your fucking little heart out. Who gives a shit? Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad about this earlier today. Pretty much the same thing. And I got him to admit that he just votes out of habit.
Yeah.
Because he was saying, like, he can't be an anarchist because, like, big government's just going to happen. And I'm like, okay, so, I mean, if it's inevitable, then why do you vote? And he's like, oh, habit, I guess. I just...
I love it. I mean, it goes to the same side, too. These people like, we need Trump or our country's going to become socialist. It's like, become?
You're right.
Like, yeah. How much money have we just added onto the fucking debt? Like, how, like, that's been a running joke literally since, like, the middle of last year. Just money printer go, brr, this shit just going, man. Like, we don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I'm honestly, so I'd be like, yo, give me another welfare check. Give me that $1,200, baby. Let's go. I'm fucking ready. I don't care. Like, I'm going to go buy a fucking gun with it. I already have the gun I'm going to get. Like, just fucking give it to me. Thank you. Thank you, daddy government.
Yeah, I'm probably, or go ahead, Zero.
No, I was going to say with that welfare, like the $1,200 that everyone got, the Trump bucks, like the one thing that confuses me about that is that we haven't really seen the inflation that I was expecting.
No,
you're like, okay, they just dumped a ton of money in the economy. We should be seeing like prices go up.
I mean, it's because they're hiding it, man. I mean, it's the same reason you saw the stock market going up at the same time we're at like 40% unemployment. It's like, okay, whatever. Nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Then the fucking feds just coming out like randomly, like, there's no bubble. We swear there's no bubble. Everything's fine. Like,
yeah, I saw that the other day.
Sure, bro. Like, all right. Like, I could literally go back to 2007, like Fox News and CNN, like financial reports. They're like, this is the greatest economy ever. Everything's fine. Invest now. You need to invest right now. Literally, as it's fucking collapsing, everything's on fire. They're still like, just invest. Don't back out now. Buy the dip. It's like, but people fall for the same shit every single fucking time, man. I mean, honestly, it was like the beginning of the year when the whole Iran thing was popping off. People were like, yeah, we need to go in and fuck up Iran. We need to fuck them up. I'm like, yo, you just don't learn your lesson, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You think Iraq and Afghanistan was bad? Fuck that noise. Like, good luck. I'm sure in and out, quick adventure, just like last time. You'll be over real quick. Fucking some dickhead that we voted in office will sit there with mission accomplished above his head in like a couple months.
Yeah.
Well, not even the Marine Corps, like the Army? I think it's the Marine Corps. Like, they don't even want to invade Iran, right?
I think one of the branches were like, yo, bro, nah, we're good. Like, we're done, man. I'm tired. No, it's like, what are you going to invade with? Dude, I could go on for fucking hours about just, like, how absolutely combat ineffective our entire fucking military is. Like, we have, like, entire squadrons that, like, have been broken down for years. Fucking, like, air squadrons. Like, tanks that fucking barely work. Like, fuck, man. I was happy if out of the 50 trucks in my section, if I had 10 of them running. I was like, woohoo! Killing it! Like, we have a fucking... We barely hold anything in Afghanistan or Iraq. And these motherfuckers were like, yeah, we'll just invade Iran. It'll be all right. Yeah, they have, like, an air force, and they're, like, the largest regional power in that area. Like, they're, like, four times the size of Iraq. But, like, we'll fucking in and out, man. It'll be quick. It'll be good. Like, the insurgency there would make fucking Iraq and Afghanistan look like a goddamn cakewalk. But, like, we'll breeze right through it, man. And people buy this shit up. They're just like, yeah, America, fuck them up. I'm like, no, your fat ass is going to chug Mountain Dew and watch explosions on TV. Like, you ain't fucking anything up, big boy. Freedom.
Freedom. Hell of a lot of freedom right now.
Yeah, I'm fucking so love much freedom, dude. Swimming in it. Swimming in the freedom.
Hey, everybody. We are in this super awesome, dope-ass group of podcasts called The Frat House, which includes
Burning Boots, Punk Rock Libertarians, Dissecting Liberty, Anarchy Proper, The Gaslight Hour, Sean D. Planet, The Dose, Erase the State, No Real Libertarian, Trent Must Talk, Unshackled Liberty, Laurel and Hardy Across the Pond, and Insurrection Inc.
And you can find them all at frathousepodcasts.com.
Technology is not my forte.
You do plumbing.
Dude, do. I'm a plumber. Like,
you're a plumber.
if I can't hit it with a hammer or cut it, like, it doesn't make sense to me.
That's right. Dude, I've thought about plumbing, but like I could only do like new construction.
Oh.
See, I did new construction for two years, but that ain't where the money is.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to play in the feces.
Yeah, dude, you got to play in the poop. It's just poop.
I can't do that, man. Like, I can do that with, like, cow poop, but not people.
You know, it's actually, I actually have less issues running, like, sewer lines and shit than I do, like, dealing with, like, kitchen sink lines. I hate kitchen sinks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially those can get gnarly, dude.
Old lady kitchen sinks are the worst thing on the face of the planet.
What, they drop crap down there,
dude? And then not only that, then for some reason they don't believe, like, if you put like baking soda and vinegar down it, it's gonna help.
No,
it just makes me smell like fucking vinegar all day. And it's irritating. My favorite is, like, I'm running the shit and then, like, I'll be pulling back just globs of grease and be like, I don't put grease down my sink. I'm like, well,
got there somehow.
Max, don't care about your feelings, bitch.
I don't have to tell you, buddy. I hate this shit.
Yeah, so my grandpa doesn't believe in calling plumbers. So like every time he takes his sink apart to de-clog it of the grease, he usually asks me to help him. So I'm over there cranking on like the snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. He finally figured out he could like attach it to a like a power drill.
Mm-hmm.
And just like have that thing running instead of cranking it manually.
Yeah, the manual ones don't really do much. They're just, you just don't have the torque on them to fucking like really break through that stuff, especially like that shit's been sitting in there for like a while.
Yeah.
My favorite is teaching people how to use garbage disposals. If they don't understand the concept that, like, yeah, man, it's only going to push the food chunks as far as the water. Like, so if you just shut the water off, like right after, like it went like a foot and then it's just going to sit there and dry. They ain't moving anymore. I hate it. Okay. There's just fucking all kinds of, it's just whatever. Yeah, man. I don't know. I enjoy it. It's satisfying. It's satisfying to do it. I'm good at it. It's easy. It's not that hard. Some of the fucking people I work with can like barely even read, but goddamn, they can put pipe together real good. So like,
yeah, there is something fun about like sticking pipe together.
Yeah, just making it work.
Yeah.
Plumbing's that trade though. See, like, I had a discussion with a buddy of mine. He's an electrician. I'm like, people don't really fuck with your shit because they're scared of it. It's like same if I'm doing like gas work. Like nobody fucks with gas. They're scared of it. But with plumbing, they're like, oh man, I can figure that out. And then my ass has to go down there after they fuck it up and just stare at this god awful abomination and wonder what in the fuck did they do? Where does this go? yeah. Ah, it's good work, man. I make good money off it. So.
Yeah. So, my, like, before, like, 2 weeks, so I got married 2 weeks ago. And like the couple weeks before that, I was moving all my wife's stuff into my place. And so I was doing a bunch of like hanging a bunch of stuff up, like TV mounts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether it's the how they built the walls here or whether it was my stud finder, but something was off. And so there's several holes that I drilled and there was no stud. What the hell?
I've never had a stud finder work. Like, I do it by ear, and I've had...
Almost... You have to put it up against the wall.
Yeah,
That's how that works.
I didn't think it was like a Star Trek, whatever the fuck, the phone thing. They just kind of hold out in front of them. No, but like, I don't like the stud finders. Because that happens all the time. Like, I just knock on the wall and yeah, hear for hollow, you know?
Yeah,
that's what I should have done, but...
But you're a Zoomer, and you do Zoomer things, so...
That's right.
You need technology. Well, like, I have no experience with any of the things y'all are talking about, but, like, if y'all need me to build a chicken coop, I'm down.
You got that.
I like doing that shit.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on a horse ranch, so...
There you go.
That sort of stuff, like repairing barn roofs and a lot of post-hole digging.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
That's why I was glad that going into trades, I started out just doing like general construction, demo, framework, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a good experience, good knowledge to have.
Yeah. Yeah. That way you like know kind of what you're dealing with when you can't see it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kinda can chop down a tree.
Yeah.
That'll make hair on your chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, I don't know. It's just awesome.
Chainsaws are great.
They are.
I love them so much.
No, dude, it's nice getting into that stuff, man, because it's like, I don't know, I feel like working with your hands, having the knowledge to do that kind of stuff is kind of like a lost art within our generation. So it's like I had my neighbor one day, he was like, hey man, you know how to install a washing machine? I'm like, yeah, it's not that hard, dude.
A washing machine?
Yeah. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Good night, dude. He was pull like, up a freaking YouTube video.
Dude, you just connect it. Like, you attach water
red to red, blue to blue.
You attach it to the supply lines and you plug it in, dude. I don't know. Oh, God. This shit it blows my mind, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it keeps me busy though. Honestly, like it's like my entire, I make money because people are stupid and I just,
you're never going to run out of work.
No, it's like, dude, that's the dumb shit. Like it literally surprises me how useless people are.
Like, you're like, what the hell? Like, I love public schools now.
Right. Go government, man. Fucking. But, I went to this one house and this guy's like, yeah, my toilet's just always, it never fills up. It hasn't been flushing. The water's just constantly running. I'm like, did you look at it? He's like, yeah, I took a look at it. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, all right. I walked up to it. I hear it constantly running. You can hear the supply line going. I'm like, all right. And I take the fucking tank lid off. I look and it's like an inch of water at the bottom. I'm like, all right. I open the fucking toilet lid. I can see water flowing. I'm like, all right. I take my finger and I just push down on the flapper and then it stopped. It just started filling up. I'm like, I'm about to charge you $180 to fucking replace this. I hope you know that. And he was just like, really? I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Fuck you. Like, I work off commission. I'm going to make money. Like, I'm here. You just wasted my time. I'm charging you. Like,
yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah. So
this is going to be a super insider question, but what are your opinion on home warranty companies?
I mean, it makes us money. We actually, we'll float shit because like we have like a water restoration and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we use like the home insurance companies to like pay that, and we upcharge the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. We'll like, we'll just like straight lie. We'll be like,
yeah.
Like, we'll be pulling tree roots and shit back, and there'll be, like, this little bit of toilet paper. We'll be like, it was a toilet paper clog. It's covered under your warranty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good to have for, like, big things, but I don't know. Don't be stupid. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I don't know. We have one and just had horrible experiences. Like our air conditioner has been just consistently going out for like the past year.
Oof.
And they've come out maybe a dozen times to look at it. I mean, some dumbass company that has a deal, like a national or a regional thing.
It's usually how it works, yeah.
And I mean, it's just horrible. And finally we got it fixed. And then, I mean, and then we've had plumbing issues, and it's the same thing. Just constantly coming out. And I mean, it's getting tiresome. It's contributing to my not giving a shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, a lot of times it's just shit. Plumbing sucks, especially old shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like these dumb motherfuckers. Like, yeah, man, let's put some clay pipe in the ground. Oh. That'll totally never go wrong.
Yeah.
Fucking heavily. You know what we should do? We should take corrosive materials like iron and steel and just run water through it constantly. Yeah.
Oh, man. The
fucking worst that could happen. Meanwhile, then 10 years later, I'm beating a fucking clean out cap off with a fucking 10 pound mallet and a fucking like 20 inch fucking pipe wrench. Beating the shit out of it. Like, you ain't getting this clean out cover back, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. It's a whole shit show.
Oh,
with like warranty companies and stuff like that, it's just, you just gotta look at like what they actually do and shit like that, because they fuck you. A lot of fine print.
I was gonna say that at least plumbing has come a long way since like the early days of plumbing in like the Roman Empire. We were talking about that earlier. And that's basically why like the Roman emperors were like crazy at the end. It's because they were using like the lead pipes.
Oh yeah. Lead poisoning.
Yeah, but actually, believe it or not, like most lead pipes aren't even actually putting lead into your water.
Yeah.
When they're first installed, yeah, they would. But then, you know, you're running hard water that has all that sediment and all that kind of shit in it. It actually winds up coating the inside of the lead pipe. You just got to get it tested to make sure. But a lot of times the lead's not even touching your water anymore because the thing's been sitting there for fucking 20 years with all these sediments and shit like that running through it. So the same thing that like that calcium buildup that happens in your like water lines has happened in the lead pipe too, and it winds up actually coating it.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
you can get it tested. Like you can go. I don't know what the fucking price is, but you can get like a little test kit for it. Make sure.
So yeah, you're good. Just the previous owners who have dementia.
Yeah.
Not so good. Yeah.
Dude, how has the human species like survived this long? Like, we do some dumb shit. We got lead pipes, asbestos, fucking. I mean, Then again, I'm sitting there. I remember back in the day, I'm jackhammering fucking concrete, just breathing in all that silica. Am I wearing a mask? Fuck no. Just going to town, man. Just, yeah, it builds character, puts hair on your chest. You know, I'm not going to have breathing problems in 10 years, more than likely. I also smoke a pack and a half a day, but like, fuck it, you know?
Yeah, I found out a few years after I got into machining that apparently aluminum is bad for you or something.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah. You don't want that stuff on your skin.
Who would have thought?
But you're putting it on your armpits every time you use deodorant.
Yeah.
Unless you get that really crappy, like, Tom's no scent deodorant that like works for 5 minutes and then you have horrible BO, but it doesn't have aluminum in it.
Hey dude, the aluminum is what keeps you fresh.
That's right.
There you go.
Aluminium. That's why they pronounce it so fancy.
Yeah, dude. Meanwhile, there's like some 12-year-old Afghan boy scraping aluminum paint off bicycles to go blow up fucking convoys. You think he's wearing protective equipment? Fuck no. You know why? Because he's a man.
Hell yeah.
Love that shit.
So let's get into that, because we had planned on that. But I mean, I'm not totally sure where to start, but just, I guess one question would be like, when you were over, cause you served in, well, served, you were over in Afghanistan for like a year, right?
7 months. Yeah.
7 months. Okay. Like at what point did you realize that like all of that was just retarded?
Just throughout it, man. Honestly, it was my very first mission that I went out. Fucking my command was going on and on about how like this is it's my first ground mission. So I went on a mission where I was in a truck, like we took some fire, but I'm like sitting in an armored vehicle. There was like an Iraq vet in the gun turret, and he just kind of looked at me. He's like, "Congratulations, man, you just got shot at." I'm like, "Woo!" Just, you know, I'm in an MRAP, so I'm just like, "Okay." But then my first helo mission, so where I'm actually, you know, straight legging it out with the grunts and everything like that. Oh, fucking, our command's going on. Like, we built this thing up for like months, like a month, like a couple weeks. It was like, you know, this is going to be a fucking, they're stashing drugs and guns. And like, this is going to be a hot spot. Like, this is going to be like our fucking little mini Fallujah. Like, we're going to go to battle. It's going to be a shit show. Like, you guys are going to get some, blah. Then I'm like sitting there. So I'm like a young Marine. I'm still 20. I'm like, this is my first combat deployment. My only combat deployment. You know, fuck it. I got all these young grunts with all these young grunts. They're all like hard dicked about like, fuck yeah, we're gonna go to battle, shit like that. Yeah. So we get there, and first things first, we didn't find shit. These people had nothing. Like the fucking all like the pin marks on the maps and everything that was like supposed like drug and gun stashes were all just like shit pits where they're burying their dead goats. And then like, and then we were supposed to get like resupplied. So the gun trucks, like the truck platoons, were supposed to like link up with us and like resupply us at like, you know, cause you only carry so much water and food with you coming off of helo. So they're supposed to come like resupply us at like noonish. Like they said between like noon and like one, like noon and 1300. Yeah. Motherfuckers didn't show up till like 7 o'clock at night. And by about noon, pretty much everybody in my fucking platoon ran out of water. And it was the middle of summer in fucking Helmand Province. There ain't a goddamn tree to be seen. And we're not allowed to sit in the fucking Afghan buildings. We got this whole village just sitting outside as we're like putting them in our database for God knows what fucking reason. We got guys that are just straight like heat casing out. Like I think we had like fucking 10 heat casualties that day. Guys just drive. It was like 130 degrees or something like that. My fucking dipshit lieutenant sitting there wanting, he's like, "We need to stop being complacent. We need to run combat patrols." And the fucking sergeants are just straight up like, "No, I'm not. No." He's like, "Dude, fucking Gonzalez over there just like died basically. Like the dude that, like, we have no water. Everybody was beat red. Fucking, we're literally just roasting." And it was, that was like the first moment where I was just kind of like, what the fuck? And then like you have this whole village, like you have all these villagers out here in the middle of something, like Afghan, like these motherfuckers live without like AC and shit, but like that's why you don't see them outside at like noon. Like they don't go outside, hang out in their huts, you know, eat some lunch. They're chilling. They don't work during that time of day.
Right.
And like we got this whole fucking, literally the whole village, men, women, children, just sitting outside roasting with us. And the villagers starting to get fucking pissed. Like they're starting to like talk to the interpreter, like, my house is right there. Can I go back inside? And we're like, no. And then my lieutenant's fucking freaking out because we found some dude. We like stopped some car that was coming up because there was like the village Toyota Corolla. And we stopped them and they had like, literally these motherfuckers were coming back from like the grocery market. And my fucking lieutenant's sitting there on the radio like, "This guy's definitely Taliban. He has like $20,000 in like a fucking Afghan currency, like $5,000 in Pakistani currency, blah, blah, blah." And my fucking company commander comes over the radio. He's like, "Lieutenant, that's like $30 in like USD. He's like the dude's coming back from the market. Like this guy, does he have guns on him? Are there drugs on him? Is there anything?" "No, but he's got all this money." And he's like, "That's not a lot of money, dude. You're in a third world country."
Yeah.
Like, $10,000 in Afghan currency is like $5. Like, how fucking are you kidding me?
Good.
But like, yeah, dude, we just it was this whole fucking mission. You're talking about like two companies of fucking Marines out here like fucking around in these villages in this area, And it was because Intel saw like shit and fucking dead animal pits for the villages, and they thought it was like guns and drugs and shit. And we were like, we called it the truck stop. It was the Taliban stopping here to, you know, trade weapons and drugs, and fucking they're gonna defend this. And there's probably like hundreds of fighters, according to Intel. There's nothing. There's nothing there. Whole fucking time. What we did do is piss off an entire village.
Yeah.
And have like nine guys just drop from fucking like heat exhaustion.
Good night.
Yeah, dude. Well, we got back, man. The corpsmen were just lined up with fucking IVs, like, give me your arm. And just fucking sticking us. Yeah. That was my first mission outside of a truck.
Well, two things. When it came to your resupply, I guess that someone lied about the operability of the trucks.
Oh no, they just fucking didn't come.
Okay.
they did other shit. And then finally they did show up at like 7. And I mean, you're talking about guys that were like in Sangin province, like last year, like hard fucking combat vets. Dude, we just started walking over. There was no patrol. Nobody gave a fuck anymore. My weapon was just like slung across my back. And we just walked straight to the truck. The lieutenant's like, we're still in a combat environment. You need a patrol. We're like, shut the fuck up. And we just walked straight up to these trucks, just grabbing cases of fucking water and just hauling them back. Just trying to fucking get like everybody like to not die. It's like at that point, by the time the truck showed up, it was like I said, it was about 130 degrees. Like it's the middle of summer. And I fucking think my last drop of water that I intook was like 8 hours before they showed up.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Marine Corps,
man. Fucking, and the whole time, fucking lieutenant's like, we need to run combat patrols. Like, no. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dying sitting here. Yeah, dude. And honestly, the whole time, like, Pudge was like, dude, the Taliban could attack and they'd fuck us up right now. There's no way in hell we'd be able to fight. Fuck that. Like, these guys are kind of stupid, man. If they, like I'd kill me. Like, yeah, it was just shit like that, man. Like, you just, and then honestly, like, it's just seeing the actual people and, like, what you're fighting. I mean, it's jokes we make that really kind of sell it, where it's like my one buddy, the one I live with, I deployed with him. He was in a different company. But like we get that question from somebody like, do you ever kill anybody over there? He had the best response. He'd be like, I shot at a lot of Pakistani college kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. They're like, what? It's like, yeah, that's who do you think we're fucking fighting? Like, it's not like your fucking typical Fox show where like, you know, all the scary terrorists are these like 28-year-old fucking built men with fucking baklavas and AKs and fucking, no, it's like a 15-year-old with a Turkish 8mm Mauser. It's like, yeah. Man, you don't know who you're fighting. I mean, fucking, we didn't know, like, the Afghanistan papers came out and like all the higher leadership were like, we don't know who we're fighting. It was like, yeah, like the whole time, you don't know if you're fighting Taliban, a gang, fucking, you kind of figure it out based on how they're combating you, but like you could just be fighting a village. Like there's no nation of Afghanistan. It was probably the biggest thing. Like you start running patrols out there and you're like, this isn't a country. This is like just an area of the world with a bunch of tribes. Like there's no, like these people do not give a fuck who the Afghan president is. Half these dudes probably think we're Soviets. Like,
right.
It's just a fucking joke. Like the whole thought that anybody that any seen any part of that country was going to think that we're going to unify that as a Jeffersonian fucking democracy is on crack. Like you're an idiot. You're just straight retarded. Like it ain't going to happen. Like those people have lived their lives that way for fucking longer than your fucking God has been around. And they ain't going to change anytime soon.
Yeah. And papers came out. It's like 2 weeks later. No one's talking about it anymore.
Oh, I fucking love it, dude. Mm-hmm. I fucking love it. And you still have dickheads that are like, we can't leave Afghanistan. Like, we need to finish the mission. It's like, what mission? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've talked about it before. It's like, my mission over there, we just ran patrols. We call them disruption missions. It's literally, you're going to walk around this area, and then if people shoot at you, they're the bad guys. Shoot back. Like, that's the mission. There's no, like, they'd get some bullshit like buildings and stuff like, oh, these are areas of interest that you need to go like look at. There's never anything in them. Like, once in a great while. But then again, it's like, when you do find shit, it's like, you don't know if this is, like, a Taliban or this is just, like, the village armory. Like, you fucking knows.
Right.
Like, finding a couple fucking machine guns, AKs, rifles, and, like, a couple bags of opium is not, like, out of the ordinary for fucking Helmand Province, Afghanistan. That's pretty normal. Like, these dudes fucking... By the way, like, Afghanistan has a... less restrictive gun laws and drug laws in the U.S. I'm just pointing that out. There. You pretty much do whatever the fuck you want there.
So what you're saying is, what you're saying is Afghanistan is like a libertarian utopia.
No, pretty much, man. Fuck it. People just kind of do it. You got like 12-year-olds like putting on AKs and like they'll fight everybody. Like they don't give a fuck. They don't care if you're an American, a Russian, a fucking Afghan government soldier, fucking from another tribe, Taliban. They hate them all. They'll kill you. Like they don't give a fuck. Like, leave us alone.
Libertarian utopia. You can carry automatic weapons and take a dump anywhere.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, yeah, and then, like, dude, honestly, another big thing was just working with the Afghan army. Fuck me. Oh, my God. Oh, what a bunch of useless dopes, dude. What defines, like, a regular Afghan army soldier in special forces is that, like, during, like, I'm all about fucking smoking some pot, you know, token up. But, like, I ain't going to do that when I'm running combat patrols. That seems kind of counterproductive. These motherfuckers are taking, like, bong rips and shit, like, on patrol, carrying their RPG. And then, lo and behold, we get shot at, and they're just kind of like, eh. Fucking. Meanwhile, their special forces, like, they're in their, like, Tonka trucks and shit, and they're just doing lines of cocaine off the steering wheel. They're about to go raid a fucking village. I'm like, there you go. There's why they're special forces, brother.
Have you seen that video of like I think it's Afghani military recruits trying to do jumping jacks?
Yeah, man, we watch all that shit. It's fucking hilarious to us. I love watching like the ISIS special forces training videos and stuff like that. I watch that shit for fun. It's hilarious to me. But then it's like it gets kind of sad because you're like laughing, like look at these idiots. And it's like, but they're beating us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they are. I mean, the Taliban, because then we left, like when we left, fucking literally I found a picture of the like squad, like the barracks room I lived in with like 8 other dudes, like our squad bay and on Camp Leatherneck. Yeah, dude, fucking like 2 weeks after we left, the fucking Afghans like launching a Taliban like launched an attack on the base and they blew that bitch to pieces. A big old rocket strike hit that motherfucker right in the fucking ceiling, just completely blew it out. Like, I'm literally looking at where I was like 2 weeks ago.
Dang.
It's completely blown to shit. I'm like, woohoo! Dodge that bullet.
Good night.
Yeah, it's just kind of like you're not. Yeah, that place is. I mean, it's kind of what they fucking, honestly, it's what the like pro war fucking centrists and shit go on about. We're like, we can't leave, it'll fall apart. It's like, yeah, it will. Because you propped up something that shouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go 20 miles outside of the capital of Afghanistan, the Afghan government has no control. They have no power. Like, yeah, they push their military units out there. The Taliban doesn't even really fight U.S. forces. Like, they didn't fight us. We fought, like, gangs, some random pissed off kids, fucking some random maybe warlords dudes. But, like, Taliban wasn't fighting us, dude. They were slaughtering the fucking Afghan army guys, though. I mean, if you went to, like an Afghan army or Afghan police base or something like that, you just watch bodies coming in like constantly. Like they're just getting fucking rolled up. Like we're talking about like we took maybe like 3 casualties with 1 KIA and fucking like I watched like probably over a dozen dudes in like less than an hour get fucking rolled through this base. Like most of them are going to die. Like they're fucked up. And it's like, wow. Yeah, the Taliban's smarter than that. Like they're not going to fight the dudes that have like cobras and shit. They're going to fight the dudes that like,
yeah,
don't even want to fight, really. They're just kind of useless.
Well, hey, Jared, can you record for like another 30 minutes?
Yeah, bro, I'll fucking all be right. As long. I ain't got shit to do today.
Okay, so we're going to end it here and then move on to a bonus for our Patreon.
Sounds good to me, man.
All right. I'm Liberty Zero reminding you to zero your rifle.
And I'm Cotton Arcus reminding you to pick cotton voluntarily.
And I'm Jared. Run guns, do drugs, and fuck the law.
Hell yeah.
Nice.